Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it ain't that time, you may have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, or you're listening to the stream 24/7 at crabdiving.com/listen or /live. Either works. However you're listening, holy fucking shit, thank yous very so much. Thank yous. Man, I went south side of Chicago there for a second.
They're good people.
Thanks, thank yous very much.
Go fuck yourself.
However you're listening to us, you know, thanks. I said that. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter is the one we check during the show. And thank you for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission. Hey. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here with a couple of cents on every Jeff Bezos dollar.
God, so much. I'm just looking outside. There's so much redneckery.
It's hot as fuck out. I just took the intern out and Jesus.
The redneckville is all over the place. Here, it's just so many. So
much. Toy deploying.
And there's so much. Can we be done with the thin? What is this thin blue line shit? When does this stop? The stickers and I'm on the shirts.
It's an honor, fallen policeman.
Oh my God! It's I don't know.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Does anybody have any hobbies they like to do or anything that's not like Christian nationalism that you're into?
I said all the opening shit, right? It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Hey, we're very excited. I've got a pile of shows of specific cross-shaped objects being rammed in our orify.
They're not medieval. They're Bronze Age, right? The cross. Who invented that?
The Romans were into that, right?
It's kind of weird to say who invented a cross. It's just two sticks.
The Romans.
Yeah, the Romans.
I had a friend, you know. Biggest dickest.
I forgot.
He had a wife, you know, incontinentia. Incontinentia buttocks.
Biggest dickest.
This is a really funny movie. Let's see what's going on in the headlines, everybody. Ooh. We'll lose our mirth probably pretty quickly. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
EFA.
HuffPo. Oh, well, yeah, this is funerals begin for another group of mass shooting victims.
Hey, that's how much 2A costs. What do you want?
But my freedoms.
Lee. Dumb
these
fucking
are,
guns.
Mourners from the Highland Park parade shooting victims.
Jeez. Horrific.
You know, I don't know much, what to say.
What are we
going to
say about
that.
It?
You can read that over to the HuffPo.
It was an assault rifle.
Yeah, it was weed, Ryan, and SSRIs, according to,
you know, full disclosure,
to Dr. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You know, one time in Los Angeles, the thing about this weed, if we want to speak adult like adults for a second, if you go into these dispensaries and you buy a candy bar that happens to be on sale, this marijuana-ified,
yes,
don't eat the whole thing. Don't eat the whole thing.
If you're a noob, yeah.
No, even if you're not a noob. I don't know what my point was. I don't know. That.
No, I concur.
Yeah, weed, I mean, maybe.
I remember the space cakes in Amsterdam, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, whatever. Whatever. It's not the weed that makes people shoot up places.
The, so that's the headline over to the HuffPost. See if the drudgies are dredging up.
I mean, if anything, it's not like weed isn't like a mass shooter drug. I would think like meth or coke or PCP or.
Well, they're trying. They don't like the fact that weed is being legalized everywhere. And
you should.
And
though.
They want to say, look, look, see all these places where marijuana is legal.
Look at all these lazy people sitting around staring at their phones on the couch. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. If there was a planet that needed everybody to get a little THC in the dick hole, it would be this planet, I would think. Jeez.
Drudge Report headline, Putin warns Ukraine, we've barely started. Taunts West, and this is battle over space station. I wondered how that was
going
to work.
Because, how's the mirth going on this episode?
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Putin wants to do more bad shit to Ukraine?
Well, yeah. With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday warned Kyiv that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or brace for the worst, adding ominously that Russia has barely started its action.
Are they going to nuke them? I mean, what do they mean by that?
We don't know if that's accurate.
Jeez. Is that a new headline or did that pop
up? Yeah.
I haven't seen that today. That's nice.
Speaking at a meeting with leaders of the Kremlin-controlled parliament, Putin accused Western allies of fueling the hostilities, charging that the West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian.
What?
It's a tragedy for the Ukrainian people, but it looks like it's heading in that direction, he says. Oh, so he's basically saying, looks like we're going to have to kill all of you.
Putin's saying that. Fuck that. Wait a second. Don't we have more? Oh, don't we have a bigger button? We have a bigger button.
He's talking about Ukrainians.
Oh, yeah. But still, we have a bigger button. We shouldn't
about
let them
the same, probably.
Kill any more Ukrainians. No, we would. Wouldn't we win in a shooting war with Russia?
Are we nuking or are we just shooting?
No, we're nuking. No, we're not nuking, but we're hacking. We're hacking, we're shooting, we're stabbing. We're not nuking.
I would think probably.
I think so. I mean, I actually have no fucking idea. I would like to think so.
After seeing really how not great they were in Ukraine, I don't know. I think
right.
Our troops are better trained, more disciplined.
Yes.
To be honest. But
it seems like you could go out there and just say, listen, here's some food and some, I don't know.
Better outfitted, everything.
Right.
So there you go. I think he's just, blustering and saber rattling.
Boy, that last segment's really going to piss off the dark MAGA listeners. Hey, Matt Gaetz, do your eyeballs light up red when you're raping a child?
I don't know if we have a big dark MAGA crowd, honestly, but.
Oh, they're out there right outside the window.
So those are your headlines this big Friday.
Yay! Isn't there good news? Like,
I have a story. I saw, and it's not mirthful either.
Yeah.
But I saw this right before the show because it was trending. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is from the Jerusalem Post.
Wee.
A Jewish lawmaker in Ohio is deriding legislation to restrict race education in the state schools as the, quote, draconian Holocaust censorship bill. After one of the bills, take a guess which party?
The Republicans.
Republican sponsors. Suggested that it is appropriate to teach about the Holocaust from the perspective of the Nazis.
What does that even mean?
They're both sidesing.
But the Nazis the had a point with the Holocaust? Is that what they're saying? Jesus.
State Representative Sarah Fowler Arthur, Republican, who co-sponsored the bill, made the comments while explaining to a local news station why she believes that divisive concepts should be taught from multiple points of view.
Divisive! Here's the concept. The Nazis killed so many Jews in the Holocaust. That's the story. Kaboom, that's the story.
Why don't you want both sides, Ryan?
What other side is there? What other side?
It's divisive. You should. You
of
should
course,
teach,
it's divisive.
You should teach from either point of view. How is the Holocaust divisive?
Genocide. Tell me. Genocide.
Wait, let's go back a step.
Okay.
How is the Holocaust divisive?
Well, I here's how it is, because it's genocide, which is inherently what? Divisive.
But
it's
there's
genocide.
No, but there's no division. It's horrible.
Well, I mean,
it happened and it was horrible. The only division is among anti-Semitic fucksticks
right.
who don't think it happened or that it was no biggie.
What the fuck?
So
there's not two
there's
sides
no
at the Holocaust.
Division on the Holocaust unless you are a scumbag and your opinion isn't worthy of discourse.
Right. Yeah.
In decent society when we find one.
I mean, like, what I meant was genocide is divisive because when you go and do it, it's a divisive thing, right? I mean, that's what I meant.
Yes.
But, like, I there is no division among normal people that genocide is bad.
I mean, the division this asshole is referring to, this
crazy.
Republican idiot.
Who is this again? I've never heard of this person.
Fowler Arthur.
Is she just a state rep from Ohio?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Who gives a shit about you? No offense. A Republican from the middle of fucking Ohio. Oh my God. What shithole do you fucking lord over? What vipers elected you to office, you Nazi? I'm gonna teach both sides of that Holocaust. God, America's stupid.
Oh, is this the one?
Sure. And I understand what you mean by it being a local decision, but if, you know, funds are being withheld from schools, wouldn't that also make it a state decision?
So in the original version of the bill, we did have a funding component. In the current version of the bill that has been changed, there's no longer a scenario where the local school district funds would be withheld. We focused more on whether or not a teacher was knowingly or recklessly promoting an ideology in the classroom or compelling a student to adopt it. And that would be following the current practices that are already in place in law for a teacher disciplinary processes when they violate the law intentionally. And
oh, for God's sake, how long is this clip?
Violate what law intentionally? The law that says that you have to teach both sides of the Holocaust?
I'm
trying to understand. So if I hi everybody, my name's Mr. Pfeiffer. Today I'm teaching you about the Holocaust.
Oh, Herr Pfeiffer. Willkommen.
No.
Herr Pfeiffer.
Listen.
We are glad to see you.
Nazis are bad, and they did the Holocaust.
Of course not all Germans are Nazis.
What the fuck? What is our problem? We're going... Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, but we can't all get on the same page about the Holocaust being bad. There's not two sides. Hitler didn't have a point. Is that what they're saying? Show Hitler's point of view, what Hitler was thinking?
Well, listen, yeah, I think she goes on.
We've consulted with our legal gurus to make sure that it's not if you are trying to have a well-rounded discussion in the classroom and bring in multiple viewpoints and trying to help students think deeply through the ethics of how something might work out, say in the Holocaust or even in the situation with Russia and Ukraine right now. We want...
Say in the Holocaust! How do you bring up the Holocaust It's a divisive issue. I don't
know.
Understand it.
You know what's funny to me? It's like
I mean, I do.
they're fucking Nazis, man. They're right. Anti-Semitic fucksticks. They're bags of coyote jizz. And, you know, how these people are always pro-life, too, which is so fucking bizarre.
Pro-fetus.
Yeah, pro-fetus. But, like, you know, trying to look at the other side of the Holocaust is like the least pro fucking life you could think you could ever do, you dumb shits. I don't understand these people. Go smoke some cigarettes and die early, you fucking asshole. That's the only thing I have to say to Republicans. Smoke up, you motherfucker.
She continues. Oh, sorry.
Oh, oops.
Sorry.
Oopsie.
Wrong Nazi button. Here we go.
Yes. Stay in the Holocaust or even in the situation with Russia and Ukraine right now. We want teachers to have the flexibility.
I can say, this is like a Zoom interview, although asshole McFuckstick here is, she's just got a picture of her Nazi self.
Yeah.
Whereas the journalist, you can see her, and when this asshole said, like, with the Holocaust, she was like,
you know what I like, bet?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the Holocaust.
Yeah. I wonder when she put this out on the journalist that she had to find a picture of this asshole to put there.
Well, usually your avatar is your picture,
or it can
right?
be not your picture. If you're
a host, can you choose the picture?
Yes, you can actually.
Okay.
I think so.
You can assign people pictures?
I'm just wondering if... Yeah, and change their names too. I'm wondering if... the reporter, I mean, because did this maggot not want to be seen saying this shit about the Holocaust in the Zoom interview? I wonder. Didn't want her picture out there. She's put her name out there.
This is State House reporter Morgan Trow, News 5. In Ohio, is this journalist?
Wait. To delve into those topics and to ask difficult questions. What we do not want is for someone to... come in and say, well, obviously the German government was right in saying that an Aryan race is superior to all other races, and therefore that they were acting rightly.
There's a butt coming. You know there's a butt coming. We don't want them to teach that they were acting rightly.
This is...
But that, you know, that's coming.
Oh my God, this is our problem. We cannot, as a society, say, even after the Holocaust, Nazis are bad. They're not to be negotiated
with. Well, we can't. No, we can.
What?
We are,
but Nazis.
The rest of us are.
Must be beaten and thrown into the fucking woods. They're Nazis. They're
asshole,
monsters. Here, fuck
the
Nazis.
The reason this
that's
asshole
it.
Is news is because of this.
Oh my God, this is
superior.
That's true.
To all other races, and therefore that they were acting rightly when they murdered hundreds of thousands of people for having a different color of skin. We believe.
You are such... Who is this person again? Tell me this person's
First
name.
Of all, it was millions.
You horrific.
And the Jews didn't have different... They were Germans. They didn't have different colored skin.
What is this? Is this person talking about? You know what? This representative.
Is she talking about the? She's only acknowledging the black people that were killed by the Nazis and the Arabs.
This dumb shit doesn't know anything.
A couple hundred thousand.
You don't know shit, man. This is crazy.
Murdered hundreds of thousands of people for having a different color of skin. We believe that is anti-American, and that it is anti that it goes against everything that America stands for. And so we want to be clear that yes, wait, you should talk about these atrocities and that
atrocities?
Have happened.
Atrocities?
You're a fraud.
Atrocity.
Who is this person? Let's look up where. Well, who the fuck is this?
She's a representative.
I know. What's her Wikipedia? Where did you go to learn this shit, you loser? We need to know about you.
She's representative from Ashtabula, Ohio.
What, Ashtabula? Hey, are you guys?
You know it's got to be Western.
Sniffing glue out there, you meth heads. You electing this asshole, fucking dumb fuck. You know why we have Trump, and you know why it was such a bad time after that? Because nobody can say that guy's a fucking Nazi. Fuck that motherfucker.
Hundreds of thousands.
We can't say Nazis are bad. That's what this person's from. She's from the Nazis might not be bad party. Go fuck yourself. What the fuck? What is
representative of the Anti-Defamation League said they're concerned that Fowler Arthur is unaware of how many people were murdered and why. And also, they're worried that she believes Judaism is a race. Judaism is not a race. It's a religion. The significance of this is that Hitler and the Nazis were the ones that categorized the Jews into a race. I would say that if someone was to use that language today, it would be an act of anti-Semitism and a way to categorize Jews as an other in our current times. She categorized them as having different skin.
So she's saying this person from the Anti-Defamation League is actually being kind to this Nazi. She's saying she doesn't know. I'm saying this Nazi knows.
No, he says it's an act of anti-Semitism.
Yeah. She says this person might not know that it is. That's what she said at the beginning, right? She's giving this representative the benefit.
Worried that the representative believes.
I'm worried too.
I don't think you have to worry. I think it's pretty out there.
No.
She does.
This is a choice. She's not ignorant to it. Well, she is ignorant, but she knows what she's saying, right?
My gosh.
Boy, I agree. I'm worried too.
These Republicans, man. I mean,
but I wonder what this person's background is. Where did this representative come from? Is she an educator? What the fuck? Where did you come from, asshole? Go back. Can we tell? Is it okay to tell the anti-Semitic Nazis to go back from which they came? Who's probably here.
Ohio. She's from
somewhere else.
Ashtabula, Ohio.
I thought we were shipping all these cunts to somewhere in North Dakota. I thought that's what we had all agreed on. That we were making. No, Idaho.
Oh, well, I found her Wikipedia.
Oh, nice. It was a big swastika. Nine! Hold on!
This is how much we know about her. She was born in either 1987 or 88. We're not sure. She is the currently serving as the Ohio State Rep in Ohio's 99th District, includes parts of Ashtabula and Geauga County. I'll hear, I'm sure, in DMs.
Nobody's going to DM you from Geauga. Where is it?
Geauga? Geauga. Well, not somebody from Ohio,
man. Hey, man, you go through a Geauga, go the speed limit and get the fuck out of there, man. Don't get pulled
early
over.
Early life.
Geauga.
Where? Fowler Arthur was homeschooled.
Okay, good. Nice work on World War II.
She worked on her family's farm and ran a small business that sold eggs for 12 years.
Go sell eggs then!
She was elected to the Ohio Board of Education.
That's what the maggots are doing to us, though. That's what they're doing to us,
in November,
right?
2012. Serve a term ending in 2014. According to the Akron Beacon Journal, she has, quote, had no formal relationship with organized, publicly funded education prior to her election to the Board of Education.
She doesn't know anything.
This is 8 years ago. She's a state rep now.
What do you think happened in 8 years? She went to graduate school?
The seat, which was uncontested in the previous election two years before.
Oh, my God.
Nobody wanted to be on the election board in this asshole. Oh, my God.
We need less of these people in our government, okay?
She served until she was elected to the Ohio House of Reps in 2020. She ran for the seat after incumbent Democrat John Patterson became term limited.
Oh, my God.
She defeated Democratic candidate Richard Dana and a write-in, winning 58 to 41.
Richard, you lost in a write-in to this lunatic. What the fuck did you do?
The district from Democrat to Republican.
Richard. What, Richard Dana, did you get a Facebook at least? Did you print flyers? Did you run Facebook ads? You got beat by this person on a write-in.
Fowler stated the history of the Holocaust should be taught from multiple perspectives, including perspectives of the Nazis and German populace, and mischaracterized the victims and reasons for the Holocaust. Fowler Arthur was criticized for her statements by other politicians and members of the Jewish community.
Damn, Richard. You got beat by this person. That sucks.
Dare I click on this? She is married to YouTuber.
Oh, God. Fucking
Isaac Arthur.
Nine! Oh, he's a QAnon fuck, I bet. Or something stupid like
he's
that.
He's a science guy.
Hey, Shelby, do you want to run for something uncontested?
Science communication YouTuber and futurist.
Oh, shit. Lock your doors. What does that mean?
He's best known as producer of his YouTube channel, Science and Futurism with Isaac Arthur, where he discusses a broad variety of topics on futurism and space colonization.
Do you guys ever talk about the Holocaust with whoever? She's married to this guy?
Yes.
Really, futurist. Do you ever talk to your wife about her fucked up views about the Holocaust?
He's got like 700,000 subscribers.
God. That's how she won, maybe. Are these people like social media whizzes or SEO fucks?
He continues to serve as a board member of his hometown's Board of Elections.
Oh, my God.
Holy. By day, spending the majority of his personal time working on the production of his videos.
Listen, man. Listen. I don't know what my point is. Democrats can't get beat by people that like this. Really? How do you lose to someone so stupid? Raphael Warnock, let this be a warning to you. You cannot lose to Herschel Walker. Holy fuck.
Wow.
Oh, I hate all these dumb maggots. I really do.
Wow.
This is stupid. It's just like the Republicans got the dumbest motherfuckers that hang out at the end of dive bars saying dumb, anti-Semitic, racist shit, and they made them legislators.
Yes.
Fucking, I mean, God.
And he works on elections. He works on the elections.
Hey,
nothing to worry about.
What is
nothing
her name again?
Here.
What is this rep's name?
Sarah Fowler Arthur.
Sarah Fowler Arthur. Arthur. There's nothing. The sky's the limit for you. Ron Johnson's a senator. Have a fucking ball. You know what I mean? I mean, she's a Republican. She's going to kill it. With this weird alternative, like, Holocaust shit. Oh, they're going to love that shit. Oh, my God. Move to Florida. Run for governor.
Elsewhere this faithless Friday.
What a nightmare. Jesus.
Former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, gunned down with a homemade gun.
Yeah,
that was literally like duct taped, a pipe, duct taped, two pipes duct taped together or something like that.
Jeez.
While giving a speech, it sounds like the guy has some pretty significant mental difficulties. Where is she? What is she doing?
You mean tell her to stop digging?
Hey, stop digging! Stop that, Shelby.
Yeah, they're saying that the shooter, I think has, like, he thought that Abe was some member of some secret society I think he's got issues.
Well, hey, listen, too bad you didn't live in America. You could have got a nicer gun.
Well, yeah, he could have taken out a whole shit ton of people.
Got a lot of guns. Wasn't that their first, did I hear right? Did Biden say that was in his speech, he said, like, that's Japan's first gun death of the year. Is that right? That can't be right.
Oh, no, that could be.
No. What are we at?
Like,
what are we at?
A year.
What are we at? What are we at?
Today?
I wonder what we're at. Like, thousands, right? How is it so different?
Yeah, and, you know, and they're saying, well, now there's probably going to be security and shit because they never had to have security for any of these people or celebrities or anything because this doesn't happen in Japan. And that now they're probably going to, like, you used to be able to walk up to Shinzo on the street. No, there's no guards or anything. And now they might start doing that.
They're going to call us up, though. America. They're going to say, hey, what do you guys do with all this gun shit? What do you want?
Well, they don't have that gun shit. This is some asshole who put two pipes together.
That's true.
Revealing how oblivious security guards tried to block bullets with their briefcases after realizing too late that he was under attack.
Oh, God damn it, guys. Jeez.
Cameras trained on Abe as he gave a stump speech in the city of Nara at 11:30 a.m. captured the moment the first shot was fired, missing the politician but producing a loud bang and a cloud of smoke.
Jeez.
For what feels like an eternity, but it's just a few seconds, Abe remained on the podium as bewildered guards who were all looking at him as he spoke turned around to finally grasp what was happening just a moment too late. Panicked, they tried to put themselves between Abe and the 41-year-old gunman Tetsuya Yamagami, with one even flinging his briefcase in a lame attempt to stop what they all knew was coming.
Jeez.
The second shot was fired.
How the fuck do you make your own fucking gun, man?
Pellets tore into his neck and chest. One buried itself in his heart.
God.
He stumbled off the stage, collapsed to his knees, and slumped over.
Jesus.
He died several hours later in hospital.
Right. Man. Jeez, so if you make your own gun...
Well, and the guy was... There's pictures. The guy was like 15 feet behind him with nobody...
Nobody was there.
Nobody blocking him. Yeah, I mean...
See, like that, that's why you... That's why you want gun control. Do you know what I mean? Stop doing that, man.
What are you doing?
Is there a dead body buried under the house or something? Was she a cadaver dog and we didn't know? You think so? A cadaver dog trained in Alabama?
I think she's trying to fluff the carpet where she's getting ready to lie down.
Yeah. Are you bored with this fucking podcast?
Don't do that, asshole.
He's like, I don't feel
Jump
like
up there. Look out the window and judge like you usually do.
Bark at the maggots.
So, yeah, that's the headline.
Yay!
Kind of the world headline today.
God, that's fucking horrible, man.
Meanwhile, in New York City...
Yes?
They're starting to recommend masking up again.
Here we go!
Five boroughs of New York City, all five, are back in the CDC's high-risk category for COVID.
It's time to move to New York. I bet do you think their rents are cheaper? People are leaving? I love New York, man.
A reflection of the increasingly infectious national climate as the, quote, worst version of Omicron yet.
Yay!
Holds its dominance.
Woohoo! We're ready. Florida, we're ready. Come on, Florida. Come on!
Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Staten Island have all been in the CDC high risk category for the latter half of May and transitioned to medium risk through June.
Damn!
As viral rates and hospital admissions associated with that wave ebbed, the relief was short-lived, however, with all five boroughs now in a heightened state of risk. Right. That means face masks are recommended for everyone indoors and in public settings, regardless of vaccination status.
You know what I love? We're in the midst of this fucking pandemic. It feels like it's unending. This whatever this fucking variant's going to be. And what are the Republicans doing? We got to teach an alternate version of the fucking Holocaust. You stupid fucks. We're dying. We are dying from this shit, you bitches. Do something. No. Find a different way to teach the Holocaust. That makes sense, right?
COVID-19 community levels in U.S. by county. I'm looking at the map. There's three colors, low, medium, and high.
I'll take red, Pat.
And I'm calling us high.
Hell yeah.
Scambier County.
No condoms, no masks.
In fact, almost
no fucks given.
In fact, there is not one county in Florida that is low. It's all high and only a handful of mediums.
That's Woods. Those are
the swamp. Yeah, right.
That area in the center that's beige, that means alligators don't have it. Okay, right. Great. Go fucking alligator.
Great job, Governor DeSantis. Oh, Alaska's really bad too.
Oh, that'll be President DeSantis. Did you see some?
No,
weird...
I said there was a poll that both Biden or all three, Biden, Kamala, and Gavin Newsom,
yes,
in a hypothetical head to head against Trump, Trump or DeSantis beat both of them.
DeSantis beat everybody?
No, the Democrats all beat DeSantis.
That's the best news I've ever heard thus far. That's good news, guys. Because I don't know. I was going to make a point about why would DeSantis be a good president?
Who are you asking?
You. I mean, let's just play devil's advocate. What would he do good? Better than I can't think of anything, though.
Well, yeah.
He's not good.
He would make sure that colleges have to register your political belief. That's going on here. He signed that law.
Yeah. Do you have to register and say, "Hi, my name's Ryan. I believe the Holocaust was real."
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what they're trying to do. They're mad because we don't want our higher education institutions to teach that the world is 6,000 years old.
Hi, Pat. I'm looking at your profile here. It says that you clicked yes that the South lost the Civil War. We're going to shoot you.
I think we lost our cans in the...
Okay, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Thank you.
Yeah. I hit the connector with my kneecap.
So there you go. COVID, everybody.
God,
welcome
dumb
back.
As shit.
Not that it was gone.
Florida's in the Middle Ages. We have a guy.
Oh, no. Nobody's handled it better than DeSantis, Ryan. Look at how great Florida's been. Nobody did fuck all.
Because they don't want to do fuck all. They like it. I think the pure evil of the Republicans is like this young fucking base of maggots didn't give a shit about masks or anything because they knew they weren't going to die. They don't give a fuck about anybody else. Not that that's a newsflash.
President Biden?
Yes.
Has signed a an executive order. That will... I'm trying to find a better version of the fucking story. But it will say that the states can't... Where's that fucking story now?
The states can't be totalitarian dick bags upon your vagina. Is that the deal?
Let me see. Executive.
This state's like, no, we will. You just wait. Florida is waging war against Disney World. Is that still happening?
Yeah, here we go. Joe Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to abortion nationwide, despite efforts by some states to outlaw or severely restrict it. Speaking from the Roosevelt Room in the White House alongside VP Kamala Harris and Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
Yes.
Our former representative in California. We had Javier Becerra.
Hey, now we got that guy.
Matt Gaetz.
Keep Gaetz fighting. God.
Biden decried the court's decision 2 weeks ago as extreme and totally wrong. The president also urged women specifically to practice their political power by showing up to vote in record numbers this November, stating it's the fastest way to reverse the court's ruling by giving congressional Democrats the majorities they need to codify abortion rights into federal law.
Yay.
He said this isn't some imagined horror. It's already happening. Just last week, it was reported a 10-year-old girl was a rape victim, 10 years old, and she was forced to have to travel out of state to Indiana to terminate the pregnancy and maybe save her life.
Yeah.
Imagine that being that little girl. He said, I'm serious. Just imagine being that little girl.
I saw his speech. I thought it was good. People will make fun of it because he stumbled over some fucking words, but the guy... has a stutter, okay?
His order largely finalizes what has already been announced by the administration, including instructions to the Justice Department to make sure women can travel out of state for abortion care. So these states are going to try to pass these laws.
Yeah.
He said he'll provide leave for federal workers traveling for medical care.
Okay.
Amazon, Starbucks, other corporations have already announced expanded health benefits to pay for their employees' travel fees.
Okay.
If they're seeking an abortion procedure is unavailable near where they live.
And then he said he would never appoint any forced birth judges.
I don't know if he said that. Hmm. So there you go.
Yeah.
Patient privacy is another part of his order, which takes additional measures to address the transfer and sale of sensitive health-related data.
Well, that is where we'll be fucked. Someone will fuck that one up.
Combat digital surveillance related to reproductive health care services, protecting people from fraudulent deceptive practices.
Right. That means like those crisis centers where you can come in and
get an abortion.
You get, I don't know.
Or, you know, someone will try to lure you into downloading an app that's supposed to help you find an abortion outside of your Nazi state. And now they know where you are.
Now it's tracking your ass, of course.
Knock, knock, knock. Excuse me. We understand you were looking for an abortion.
Listen, this voting thing in our country has got real fucked up. You can either vote to keep the bad people away or vote to not keep the bad people away. That's it.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jesus, what are you doing about any of this?
I almost want to play that Greg Locke.
Again. Oh, I know, man.
The one from yesterday.
Has Kenneth Copeland responded?
Unless there's a new Greg Locke, I might. You know, I don't know.
He didn't twat about it?
After Greg Locke viciously tongue-lashed.
Kenneth Copeland's like, now
the king of scamvangelists himself.
Kenneth Copeland has that weird deep voice, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. He's also like 90, right?
Do you think he put a spell on Greg Locke? I do.
Greg Locke
basically
said that Kenneth Copeland is a pedophile.
That's right.
That Joel Osteen also likes boys. And he said he's got a suicide package or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Suicide switch.
Upon my death.
That all of the proof he has of the above will be released to the internet if anything bad comes after him.
Anonymous. Hack it to Greg Locke's shit and find the stuff that he's talking about. Right? We want to see the goods on Osteen and Copeland, right? I mean,
well, one would think one would release that regardless. If children are being abused and you know about it, why would you say,
Greg,
you better watch out or I'm going to prove that you're a pedophile.
Well, yeah, Greg, if you can, shouldn't you? I mean, you are a preacher, right? I mean, he is. Is that Jesus-y? That's a Jesus.
Full-blown, demon-possessed Satan worshipers like Kenneth Copeland, the most powerful pastor in America. He's a demon, and he's going to hell, and you tell him I said so. I'm about to kick his pulpit over and preach wide slam open tonight.
God, that guy.
Oh, man.
Hey, America, with these preachers and shit, I mean, you know, I just feel like we're getting real Nazi in this country.
Sure.
I mean, it's very creepy. These crazy white motherfuckers screaming at their top of their lungs at these dumb fucking preachers and shit.
That low-down, sorry, sex trafficking rapist! I wish to God he would take me to court! I wish to God that demon would take me to court! I'll show the pictures I've got! You ever send another dime to that low-down, sorry pedophile? I pray God curses your finances.
Right.
I'm sick of these demon-worshipping pastors like Joel Osteen. Look, I'm just going.
Joel Osteen's like, what the fuck?
How much money? Do you think that this is about the money? He wants some of that time.
Oh, he does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, stop sending those motherfuckers money.
Send it to me.
Hey, if you're going to send the money to these some of these dumb fucks, I guess pick the most entertaining one, I guess.
Sure, if you
but they do
if
bad I, shit.
If you forced me to send money to a one of these televangelists, I might pick him because
now, who would you pick though? Because they all do bad shit with their money, right? It's hard. They're all like little
Nazis. Robertson, he's not long for the world.
Coach Dave maybe. Pay for him to drive to
Look, I'm just going to say it tonight. I don't care what the news media says. Joel Osteen ain't gonna sue Greg Locke. I wished you would. Dude's worth so many millions of dollars, it's ridiculous. Why don't they sue the hillbilly preacher? I'll tell you why. Because he knows I'm right. I'm gonna call them all out when I have to. You say, oh my goodness, you mean to tell me that Joel Osteen, he's that way with women? No, I'm here to tell you Joel Osteen's that way with boys.
He backs up. He does an amazing. He backs up when he goes into that character of wait. You mean and he's looking down. He's like, you mean to tell me he's got his hand on his chest. He's like, you mean to tell me that Joel Osteen does that thing with women? And then he turns and he looks at the audience and then he skips forward pointing. And he says, no, I mean to tell you, he doesn't, boys. It's amazing. It's amazing choreography.
Go see it.
You say, oh my goodness, you mean to tell me that Joel Osteen, he's that way with women? No, I'm here to tell you Joel Osteen's that way with boys. By the way.
This guy is nuts.
You ever heard of a dead man switch?
Dead man switch.
Well, just in case they come and try to suicide me, I got one of them.
One of them.
Let them chase me down. Huh? It'll all go on the internet. Every last drop of it.
Who?
Drop.
Tom Hanks, Oprah, and all them pedophiles. Okay.
Tom Hanks and Oprah.
And
he's got
them?
The goods on Tom Hanks and Oprah.
Who else?
And Kenneth Copeland and Joel Osteen. And yet he's, for some reason, sitting on it.
What other...
But I don't see any response from Mr. Copeland.
Right. Has Osteen said anything? I wonder.
I don't think he would probably acknowledge the existence. Right. I don't think either of them would acknowledge the existence of this guy.
Greg Locke doesn't have Kenneth Copeland money. He didn't have a jet.
Right? He might have a jet, but...
Greg Locke?
Oh, Greg Locke? No. Yeah, I thought you said Osteen.
Oh, Osteen has a jet, I'm sure. God, he's got a fucking plane. Jesus Christ.
He's that way with boys.
What is this?
Whereas we, the church, are God's governing body on the earth. Whereas we have been given legal power from heaven... And now exercise our authority.
We have been given, this is from, it's a prayer declaration at some event.
A prayer declaration? Do you guys do those in the Catholic?
The Watchman Decree. We, the church, are God's governing body on the earth.
Okay. That's creepy.
We have been given legal power from heaven and now exercise our authority.
Legal power from
Respect
heaven?
Respect my authority.
Does God work like that? I'm deputizing you. Well, I guess...
And this is all of these assholes chanting this.
Jesus.
How fucking creepy is this? This is like... Like Scar's hyenas from Lion King,
right? I don't know that reference.
Do you remember when Scar the bad lion?
I know that line.
Sells out his brother and throws his brother to the evil hyenas that kill him. Spoiler alert!
Right, damn. Now I'm not gonna watch Lion King.
Jeremy Irons, the awesome Jeremy Irons, singing the Scar song.
Hakuna Matata. That's so creepy. Why do you want the world to run like per the Bible and shit?
You've heard Be Prepared, right?
I don't know.
I know that your powers of retention
is that Jeremy Irons?
Are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expression.
So he's recruiting he's been thrown out of the pride.
Right.
And now he's recruiting the dumb hyenas.
And the hyena is the one.
The hyenas are like the Nazi soldiers. And there's even like imagery later on.
Stuff like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's imagery later on that is like total Nazi esque shit. It's scary. I mean, they're the bad guys, so they're supposed to kind of look like it. But, here. You know, he's up on a giant podium, and they're goose stepping by him and turning their heads at the same time. It's total Hitler shit.
Springtime for Hitler.
But that's this shit is creepy. This is this Christian nationalism. This is they think Jesus wants them to kill us so that they can have their wonderful white Christian hellscape.
Well, you know, if you go like to a Protestant church in the South, like say the Southern Baptists, I mean, a lot of their teachings, there is some fascism in it, right? Because everything has to be exactly the way they describe it. Like, you will burn in hell unless you are saved by Jesus Christ. Whatever that fucking means. That is a non-negotiable for them. You know what I mean? That like, they can't.
Well, yeah.
That, like, if you're not on board with that, then you're going to roast. I mean, everything has to fit in that box.
They think their book says they can shove their shit up our asses.
And Jesus isn't going to come back until every fucking person on this earth has had the opportunity
even
to
if we have to
God.
Beat it into you.
Right. So that's why they're shoving their ass fucking us with crosses. Because it's
our God's governing body on the earth. Whereas we have been given legal power from heaven and now exercise our authority. Whereas we are God's ambassadors and spokespeople over the earth. Whereas through the power of God, we are the world influencers. Whereas because of our covenant with God, we are equipped and delegated by him.
Okay, how fucking creepy is this?
Who wrote this?
I don't know. This is the Watchman Decree.
Is that? Oh, that's a Pentecostal thing. The Watchman or the Watchtower. Sorry.
We are God's ambassadors and spokespeople over the earth through the power of God. We are the world influencers because of our covenant with God. We are equipped and delegated by him to destroy every attempted advance of the enemy. We make our declarations. One, we decree that America's executive branch of government will honor God and defend the Constitution. Two, we declare that our legislative branch, parentheses, Congress.
We didn't know. We're not all dumb as fuck like you. Yeah. You have to tell those motherfuckers, oh, it's Congress, by the way, you fucks.
We'll write only laws that are righteous and constitutional.
Quit raping children.
Three, we decree that our judicial system will issue rulings that are biblical.
Nine!
And constitutional.
Thank you. Oh, how nice.
Four.
Biblical and constitutional.
We declare that we stand against wokeness.
Woo!
The occult.
The occult? Oh, yes.
And every evil attempt against our nation.
Yay! Is that all the decrees?
Five.
God.
We declare and we now take back our God-given freedoms according to our Constitution. By the way, there's a QR code down at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, yeah. Give us money, motherfuckers.
Prayer declaration. It says scan or code.
It's also pitiful.
We know this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We know the truth. Therefore, we stand for truth and will never, all caps, be deceived.
You don't know shit.
We will never, all caps, stop fighting. We will never, ever, ever, all caps, give up or give in. We will take our country back.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
We will honor the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Get a hobby, you cunt!
America shall be saved.
Do you ever watch TV or something on Netflix? Just enjoy something? Like, just, I don't know, not think about all this dumb fucking God Nazi bullshit?
Be deceived! We will never stop fighting! We will never, ever, ever give up or give in! We will take our country back! We will honor the one true God, the God of Abraham!
Hey, I hope you
all we can
up.
See is the feed from the with the words for them that they're reading. So
well,
we
I hope your scooters
can't see
are
the
charged.
Crowd.
May your scooters be charged. Your pacemakers be charged.
And God, what was this event?
Hey, that's a good
flashpoint.
What part of Florida was that event in?
It was the Victory Channel.
Is it in Florida?
Atlanta Declaration.
Bam, not Florida. Jeez.
Patriots of faith, decree a thing, and it shall be established.
Patriots of faith? Is that the name of the group?
Then it says, Watchman decree, as patriot of faith, I attest my allegiance first and foremost to the kingdom of God and the Great Commission.
This sounds
What's
like
the
dungeon-
Great Commission?
The Great Commission?
I don't know. I was raised Catholic. We don't have that shit.
The Great Commission would be, I guess.
Oh, here we go, Matthew.
I have no fucking idea.
Matthew, you heathen.
No, that's where you get an abortion.
Matthew 28.
9!
Matthew, which version of this?
Matt, just call it Matt 28. We don't need a Matthew. It's Matt 28. Stop.
Oh, are we familiar enough with him?
Yeah. This character of this book? Sure.
What are we supposed to look at? The King James Version?
Yes. Yeah, look up. Yeah. I've never heard of the commission.
Matthew 28:16-20.
Yes.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
They went in the mountain?
And Jesus came and spake unto them,
ooh,
saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Yes.
This is that one you were talking
commission.
About.
Yeah, this is what all these dumb fucks think they have to do.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am always blah, 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 blah.
You know, they wouldn't be into it, though, if the Great Commission didn't exist. Because that's what these little busybodies Christian fucks like to do. They like to say, you need to follow Jesus because I am.
So that's the Great Commission.
They love that. Oh, they love it so much. That's their most favorite thing. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Secondly, I agree to be a watchman over our nation. Concerning its people and their rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Excuse me.
What about the happiness of, I don't know, gay people?
9!
Of brown people.
Are these still the decrees?
Of atheists.
Yes. Are these the decrees still?
No, we're done with the
decrees. Oh my God. You long-winded fucking totalitarians.
Oh, wait a second. There's a lot more.
Shit. We want a lot of shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
We declare that we take back influence at the local level in our communities.
Jeez.
We decree that we take back and permanently control positions of influence and leadership in each of the seven mountains. This is that seven mountains
God
bullshit.
God damn. Yeah, yeah. That's.
We decree that the blood of Jesus covers and protects our nation.
Woo!
So gross.
Blood doesn't work like
what
that.
What a creepy death cult.
But blood doesn't work like they're describing.
It protects and separates us for God.
Keep your fucking blood off me, motherfucker.
We declare that our nation is energy independent.
What the fuck? Who's on? What drugs are we taking?
We declare that America is strong spiritually, financially, militarily. Ooh, that deserves a squirt. And technologically.
Whatever, wackos.
We decree that evil carries no power, authority, or rats in our land, nor over our people. We decree that we will operate in unity, go beyond denominational lines.
Yes.
In order to accomplish the purposes of God for our nation.
Jesus.
And then we'll kill each other.
Oh, yeah.
I added that last part.
We're going to stab each other to death after that long-winded shit.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh, there's another scripture reference at the bottom. Oh,
God.
2 Corinthians going to a bar.
Woo!
6:1-2.
6:1-2?
Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians.
Working together with him, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
Oh, yeah.
Turning away from sound doctrine and his merciful kindness.
Explain that bullshit, please.
For
what?
He says, at the acceptable time, the time of grace,
yes.
I listened to you and I helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Well, it's about fucking time. I
receive the anointing of the Lord.
The anointing is all over the place.
It's just also, I just don't get it. I don't get it, folks.
Well, yeah, it's the mental illness. We have people that are fascinated with a poor man's version of Lord of the Rings with no fucking... It's like, to me, the Bible is like this. Oh, it's the Lord of the Rings, but no plot. Where's the main character? Is it even in the whole book? Jesus, right?
No, he doesn't show up until
way later.
He says
shit in the whole book, and that's the only guy you talk about.
Yeah.
And then all the science fiction...
Well, no, there's a lot of smiting and raping and killing and baby killing and genocide and all kinds of stuff in the name of the God before that. They love that shit.
I'm just saying that Tolkien did a better job with Lord of the Rings.
Well, far more entertaining.
Who wrote the Bible?
Sure.
Who wrote the Bible?
You
can't say God because he didn't. It was a bunch
of... How dare you? Of course it
was. It's a bunch of rapey dudes, right? Probably.
Dudes,
creepy,
nonetheless.
Dudes, wrote a Bible. Back before there was penicillin, before there's really anything, I guess. And now a bunch of these wackos want our government to be made in the image that these goat herders on fucking psychotropic drugs shat out of their asshole. I mean, aren't we a little better than this? Their constitution's not much better. It's written by a bunch of half-blind slave owners. I mean, what the fuck? We suck.
Elsewhere in the news, just after the top of the hour here, if you're listening live, thank you so much for listening.
Jesus, if you're listening, thank you.
Thanks
Share
for
us.
Buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you buy shit through our link, you get a wee commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Is Jesus on Truth Social?
Oh, of course. He's everywhere.
On Gab. Oh, okay.
Oh, I did that story yesterday. The anti-Semitic flyers that are being tossed around in Florida and other states I saw.
That person in Ohio wants to teach the Holocaust was different. It was bad. What did she
watch? Both sides, Ryan. Both sides.
I'm sorry. Both sides.
Any divisive issues or divisive, both acceptable.
Do you think Steven Spielberg was working on Schindler's List and he got some notes from the suits? And the suits were like, can we both sides that one scene just a little bit? Can we both sides it?
Yeah, I'm thinking probably not. Oh, boy. Elon Musk is breaking up with Twitter. And apparently he's just going to shrug off a $1 billion fine he's got to pay to Twitter for backing out of the deal.
Damn.
Because Twitter at this point was like, no, you got it started, man. We're already buying our yachts and shit.
So he just paid it.
And he said, I'm backing out of the deal. He claims it's because their algorithms aren't capable of accurately defining how many bots and how many real accounts are on their system.
Yes.
Some think that is bollocks. Not that there aren't a shit ton of bots, but that that they don't know about it. But that he really wants to back out of it because his Tesla stock is tanking.
Right.
His Tesla company is kind of tanking. The demand's going down and everything. SpaceX has some issues.
Right.
They're being investigated for some shit, I think.
Yeah. This is a big sexist culture there. A bunch of creeps.
And now he says he's ending his bid to try to buy Twitter and is just going to cough up the billion dollar fine. Here you go.
That sucks. I mean, especially how many kids does
he have? I've got 200 of them. So here, have one.
How many? He has kids.
Yeah, we didn't get to that story. We were doing Herschel Walker's story, but I didn't get to that story yesterday. Did you see they just discovered that he had twins recently?
Yeah, I did see that.
With
Grimes.
Somebody he works with. No, he had one kid with Grimes.
Right.
And
with my work friend, we decided to have twins. What's their names?
I don't know if they have numbers. I'm thinking not. Grimes. I'm sure Grimes had a lot to do with that weird name.
This is 3.14, and the other one is named Long Division.
He's got nine kids. Nine children running around the planet.
That money that he paid to Twitter, that's his kids' inheritance. That would away. Piss me off if I was them.
Put it away.
What, his dick?
Yes, put it away or cover that thing.
This is a
or
guy.
Do some snipping.
No. This guy is not a guy that is like, listen, I need flight attendants that are cleared in massage therapy because I need a hand job when I'm 3 million feet in the air, whatever the fuck.
Allegedly.
It is. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it's like that guy. That guy's not putting his dick away. He's a maniac. He wants to fly warp speed to Mars and get hand jobs the whole fucking way.
So Musk cancels Twitter deal. Gasp, gasp, jeez. Gasp. I'm sure Twitter is plummeting right now. So
is it?
Wait a day and then
buy the
bounce.
I mean, you can still keep your account, Elon. You just don't have to own it. Buy Facebook. Wait, don't buy anything, you fuck. That's a victory. That's good news because he would put Trump back on Twitter.
Yes. Yes.
And just let bad people on there. You would get bad people.
Well, right, both sides.
Yeah, we're good at both
he
sides.
He would be both sidesing that shit.
Hey,
would,
Putin, you want your handle back? Is Putin on Twitter? He's not on Twitter.
There is an account. There's like an official Russian President of Russia account, I think. Did you see what Greg Abbott is fucking doing?
The Czar of Texas.
Yeah, literally. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered state National Guard soldiers and law enforcement officers to apprehend and return migrants suspected of crossing illegally back to the U.S. Mexico border.
Okay. So he's sending... Holy shit.
But enforcement of this shit... is immigration law is federal. He has no jurisdiction.
He can't
to enforce immigration law.
So let's say I'm the governor of Florida. I can't call up my National Guard and say, listen, I need you to go to the border and enforce some immigration.
Correct.
He wants people to look for people that cross the border and bring
grab them and chuck them back over the fence.
Your pipes froze last winter, man, and you didn't have any water. And your senator went to fucking Cabo over it.
Legal experts are saying, you'll be shocked to learn,
yes,
that the order appears to be unconstitutional.
Great. That fucker doesn't give a shit. That fucker doesn't give a fucking shit.
The order comes days after a group of right-wing Texas officials, alongside a few former Trump administration leaders and U.S. Representative Chip Roy, asked the Republican governor to invoke the state and U.S. constitutions in declaring an invasion at the southwest border.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what, though? He'll say, well, Trump did it. That's his precedent, right? Trump said there was a... Remember, what happened to that, the caravans?
Oh, well, they showed up and they Trump had that Remain in Mexico thing going.
Didn't he gas them or something? Or wasn't there some fucked up shit?
But it represents an escalation for Governor Abbott, who is running for re-election and eyeing national office.
Oh, God.
He wants to run for president.
Yeah, well, shit, man. He wants to be president?
And they're hoping, a lot of this shit that they're doing, they're hoping they can just get it up to the Supremes, who won't give a shit whether it's constitutional or not.
We already
say, yes, we love it.
When do we learn? We already had a dumb fucking governor from Texas as president, and he lied us into a fucking war. No thanks. I'm done. Thanks, Texas. We don't need any.
Well, Johnson was from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Bad shit, but I mean, he got twisted into doing the right thing. He got forced to do the right thing.
That's right.
The White House said Governor Abbott's record on immigration doesn't give us confidence in what he has cooked up now. His so-called Operation Lone Star put National Guardsmen and law enforcement in dangerous situations and resulted in a logistical nightmare needing federal rescue. And his secondary inspections of trucks crossing into Texas,
yes, absolutely.
Cost $1 billion a week in trade at one bridge alone and turned up not one single case of human or drug trafficking.
What happened to the days of shitty politicians that didn't want to do anything? They just sat there and collected a check.
Those are the rest of the Republicans that aren't trying to run for president. Look at these governors who are doing the worst things.
DeSantis.
You don't see Tate Reeves he's doing hideous shit, but not like at this level.
No. Yeah.
He doesn't want to bother with going to court and shit. He's not trying to get the morons of the country to rally behind him and love him. That's what fucking Abbott's doing.
Right.
That's what DeRacist is doing here.
Do you think Brian Kemp will run for president?
No.
I can see that.
I don't think he's...
I can see that asshole resurrecting his reputation as a guy that stood up to Trump.
You know who they're saying might is Youngkin, though.
Who the fuck is that? The governor of Virginia?
Yeah.
That Trump...
Because he won! Fuck. He won on cleaning up the schools, and he didn't even talk about Trump.
What was the really fucked up thing he said that was really... It was a CRT. He's worried about CRT.
So there you go. Greg Abbott.
Leave us alone.
These fucking conservative governors are passing shit that they know won't fly. They don't care. They don't care.
You know, this country, we're in a relationship with these Republicans. You don't even need to say Democrats. It's Republicans. And it's an abusive relationship with our country. It's abusive. These guys don't want to do anything but intimidate, and they just want to get paid. You know.
I don't know if you saw this story.
Yeah.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Was forced to exit a Washington, D.C. steakhouse through the back door
due to
protesters
Nazi.
Outside.
Go fuck yourself. I love it. Too bad, you fuck.
Kavanaugh was dining at Morton's. Downtown Morton's are awesome.
How posh.
Downtown D.C. location.
Right.
Protesters soon showed up out front. Called the manager asking him to kick Kavanaugh out.
Get the fuck out.
And then we later found out the justice had to sneak out through the rear of the restaurant.
You little fucking bitch. Kavanaugh had to sneak out the doggy door.
The activist group that was there shut down D.C.
Yes.
Tweeted, we hear Kavanaugh snuck out the back with a security detail. Morton's should be ashamed for welcoming a man who so clearly hates women.
Hear, hear. Well fucking said. Fuck this guy. Why should Kavanaugh have the pleasure of eating at a nice steakhouse?
Politico reported, while the court had no official comment on Kavanaugh's behalf, And a person familiar with the situation said he did not hear or see the protesters and ate a full meal, but left before dessert.
Wait.
Martins was outraged about the incident.
Ooh. Oh, what are they mad about?
They're mad at the protesters, I'm
sure. Hey, Martins, listen to me for a second. I'm Ryan from the Crab Diving Podcast. This is Pat. Go fuck yourself, right? Go fuck yourself. Fuck off. They don't like the
protest. A
rep
for the steakhouse sent a statement to Politico. Honorable Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and all of our other patrons at the restaurant were unduly harassed by unruly protesters while eating dinner at our Morton's restaurant. Politics, regardless of your side or views, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner. There is a time and place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency.
Get ready for more of that, motherfucker. So sorry, Morton's. So sorry. Go fuck yourself. Don't serve that fuck. Right?
Well, it's in Morton's in D.C.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, I'm sure. I love it. I love it. These guys aren't going to be able to go out and do anything. I mean, most people want to have women to have reproductive rights. I mean, it's crazy. That's the majority, right? Most people want...
70% think...
70%
plus percent think... that abortion should be legal in some capacity.
So if that fuckstick, Kavanaugh, wants to take that away with his vote, then you can't eat at Morton's because 70% of this country fucking hates you. Right?
Well, yeah.
That's too bad, motherfucker. Vote differently. You want to have a nice meal.
We have... Jenna Ellis...
Oh, yes.
You may remember her.
Yes.
She's trending today because this is one of the stupidest tweets I I've ever seen. It doesn't make sense. She tweeted, did she delete the tweet? I wonder if she deleted it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody tweeted copies of it, but I just want to see if she actually deleted.
Is Jenna Ellis? Will she ever testify at a hearing?
I don't know.
I mean, she worked closely with the farter, right?
Right next to her. She smelled the fart.
Feel bad for her. I mean, not really. She's a Nazi. Too bad, Nazi.
Okay, well, fuck her. I think she left it, but I'm not going to go looking for it. She tweeted, fittingly, Biden awarded his presidential medals to fellow losers, Biles and Rapinoe. Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe.
That is insane.
Simone Biles has how many... gold medals from the Olympics? And Megan Rapinoe has how many?
Right.
World soccer championships?
What does Jenna Ellis have?
Well, some people are speculating. Where's one of the best?
Yeah.
I think I might have retweeted it.
They're losers? Jeez.
What a fucking asshole. It's Fursuit Friday also.
That's right, everybody. I tweeted that yesterday.
I see we have a furry picture yesterday.
Yeah.
I guess.
So we don't know. We don't know if Jenna Ellis left the tweet up.
The Jenna Ellis thing. Oh, I think she did. Yeah.
She left that up? She didn't feel bad or anything?
Follow us on Twitter and tweet us during the show if you like. We check that one.
That's right. Does Jesus follow us on any platforms? Because we talk about his ass
all the time.
No, but we do mention
Isn't
you.
Isn't he like omniscient and shit?
No, I would say considerate. We follow his shit.
Mark Cuban was trending for good things.
Yeah.
You know, he started this company, this online pharmacy thing.
Okay.
Called costplusdrugs.com.
Yeah.
And he's charging 15% markup. In an industry, it says here, that typically sees never less than at least 100% markup. This Jeez. Is the this
That's
is the pharmaceutical
the
industry.
Markup? Why is a markup 100%?
Because they're greedy. Oh no, it's for research and development into my new tennis pavilion that I'm putting up at my seventh house.
See, these are drug dealers.
In just one example, a life-saving leukemia drug, which has a typical retail price right now.
Yes.
Leukemia.
Okay.
Of $9,657.
Jesus.
Is offered on costplusdrugs.com for $47.
What? Then wait, so that's with a 15% markup.
Yes. He's making money. He's making 15%.
How many doses is that?
Well, that's per dose.
Per dose?
Probably, yeah.
Jesus. That's still a lot, goddamn. But geez. So if that's only 15%, I'm sure we can figure out the math to figure out.
I mean, Mark Cuban's got some shitty views. He's got some libertarian-y, some kind of, you know, some shit that's not the greatest. But, you know, if you got to pick a billionaire, if you got to have.
He hates Trump.
Bezos versus Elon versus Cuban. I'm team Cuban. If we got to pick a billionaire. And he's, you know, kind of shady with the crypto stuff, too. But he's long been suspected to be a secret whale.
Right.
Well, manipulating the prices.
It's capitalism. We just hope that these guys squirt a little down for us every now and then, I guess.
This person tweeted, my insurance doesn't cover my new prescription and wanted to charge me $600 for a 3-month supply.
Oh,
Cost Plus Drugs has my prescription for $14.
Jeez.
Mark Cuban saving the day wasn't on my 2022 list of things. This person said.
So Mark Cuban said, okay, I can sell. What if I just sell a bunch of shit at a 15% markup? Right. That's still 15%.
And did you see what Gavin Newsom and the what libs can do with a supermajority?
They did a pharma thing, right?
They're going to make their own insulin and sell it.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to fuck these companies. Yeah. We're going to make our own insulin.
Why isn't it like that anyway? Why doesn't state make our drugs?
Now we're getting into
because it shouldn't be profit.
Totally. Right.
I mean, it really shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to have some company put a 15% markup on all medicines. You know what I mean?
Well, 15 would be okay. And for most medicines, it's these 5,000%.
Yeah.
Like Joe Manchin's daughter cranked up insulin. I think she's one of the insulin assholes, isn't she?
Yeah, that was it.
Like 3,000%. And now you've got people who are like, wait a second, I can't afford my insulin. They're like, oh, well, this diabetic attack isn't that bad. I guess I can ride this one out because I've only got one insulin left and I can't afford it. What a fucking shithole of a country with these conservatives
and the guy
forcing us into.
And you're talking about a Democrat, Joe Manchin. Well, his daughter does it, I guess. But he takes money from those pharma fucks. So, I mean, that's a Democrat. That's how fucked up this country is.
Joe Cole.
Yeah.
I've seen him called. Thoughts and prayers to Brett Kavanaugh.
Did he die?
No, he had to.
Oh, he just couldn't eat his food?
He couldn't have his dessert at Martin's.
Keep it up! Keep it up, America! Don't let these pieces of fucking shit. Listen, if this motherfucker is making you have a child, why should he enjoy a filet? Go fuck himself. No fucking way. Did he sexually assault Christina Blasey Ford?
Allegedly.
They looked into it, right? And he was cleared. They did a big, broad broad investigation.
No, they asked him.
Oh, they asked him.
Yeah. He said he didn't do it. They asked Squee. He was like, I don't know.
Did they ask Squee? Quit crying about beer, you bitch.
One response to Jenna Ellis.
Did he cry when he got kicked out of Morton's?
Simone Biles won 19 world championship golds, 4 Olympic golds, and is the most decorated gymnast in U.S. history. Megan Rapinoe won 2 World Cups and Olympic gold and was named best player in the world in 2019. You lost 63 lawsuits and got farted on by Rudy Giuliani.
You're a loser.
Another person said, "The only thing, one of the only things you're famous for is catching COVID from a Rudy fart."
Did she?
No.
Jenna, is that how you caught it? I am so sorry. Boy, I tell you what, that almost makes me feel bad for you, you fucking Nazi, but it doesn't.
Simone Biles responded.
Yes.
Not to Jenna Ellis. Somebody else tweeted.
Right.
At the angriest bunny. Tweeted, Jenna Ellis calling Megan Rapinoe and Simone Biles losers is fucking comedic gold, especially since these two women have 9 Olympic medals and all Ellis will be known for is for Rudy Giuliani's fart recipient.
Right. Jenna Ellis.
And Simone Biles said, "Who is Jenna Ellis? ? Asking for everyone."
Thank you. Thank you. She's a winner. Jenna Ellis is a winner that wanted us to believe that Donald Trump stole the election.
Still. And I'm sure she's still around saying that shit.
And Jenna, you know, you sat there. You sat there in his fart mist. You sat there and tried to... In Rudy Giuliani's fecal plume, you sat there and tried to sell us the fact that Joe Biden didn't win the election.
Look at the most recent promo for the show on Twitter. That's the face she made right after that fart.
Oh, yeah. God. You're a loser. I'm sorry, Jenna, but you are. That is losing. You sat in someone's shit smell and tried to say, "Biden stole it. Biden stole it. Look at the movie, The Mules. Look at all the data." She's a loser. I mean, she can.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness, just like you.
That's not doctored. That was actually what happened. And when that moment, that's when Jenna Ellis's face turns. That's fart number one. Fart number two is when she gives gross face.
God.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
Not part of that.
I will ask that he be disciplined for that. First of all.
Hold on. First of all.
God, Jenna, you know what I do? You know what I? You're not
somebody
even
get Rudy to the bathroom, for God's sake.
But listen, man, that's not even a real court, though. That was a fake hearing, right? That's a fake hearing at a hotel. Jenna, do you have no self-respect? That's the moment you get up. Fuck this. I'm not getting farted on. This is stupid. Goodbye. I'm done. You sat there through the fart smell, through the cloud of shit, through the turd plume. You sat there and took it.
I'm spectacular.
What a sad little Nazi you are.
Really, Rudy, I mean, I really want all of these Republicans to end up in ignominy. Rudy.
Right.
Just complete, total, utter...
buried in ignominy,
humiliation,
right?
And that obfuscates any possibly decent thing they did in their entire lives. Rudy, who knows? But if you talk to people in New York who were like, they were like, "Look, Rudy wasn't that great."
Yeah, he was that guy that was papers please, right? I mean, you could.
Well, that shit, yeah, that Times Square stop and frisk bullshit.
Stop and frisk shit.
Where if you're brown and wearing a hoodie, that's probable cause to stop you. Demand your ID.
Name!
Jesus, fuck, what kind of a Nazi?
What a gaseous little fascist.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, yeah, Jenna Ellis, of course, was talking because Megan Rapinoe and Simone Biles got the presidential... one of the medals.
Medal of Freedom. The one that Rush Limbaugh got.
Oh. It's spectacular.
Yeah. You know, the thing is with like Rudy and Trump and some of these other people, I'm worried they seem so unhealthy that are they going to last long enough to see justice? Will Rudy be brought to justice before he croaks?
Well, he kind of has in a little bit. Not... He won't go to jail.
What about Trump?
Well,
will Trump
Rudy
be brought
to
justice?
Jail.
Will Trump be brought to justice before he's dead?
Define justice.
I don't know. Indicted in jail?
Yes. No.
Damn.
Yes, indicted, no jail.
Damn. Right. Even for the shit in Georgia, I need you to find 11,000 fucking votes. We don't have any. That's yes. not illegal. You can't go to jail for that shit.
Oh, you can, but he won't.
I don't like this.
The Wall Street Journal's reporting that World Wrestling Entertainment's Vince McMahon
yes.
paid $12 million in hush money
Ooh,
over a
wow.
period of 16 years to suppress allegations of sexual misconduct and various affairs. 16 million.
$16 million over 12 years, though.
Including $3 million alone to a paralegal that he had an affair with.
What are you doing to these people? They, God, you, jeez. How does he disperse this money? That's actually a legal question, right? I mean, because can you just give someone
well, Venmo
millions and millions of dollars without saying anything on the taxes or?
Oh, they'll find a way. These are Republicans. These are conservatives. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah. Here's a bonus. Here's a bonus for me sexually assaulting you on the baby changing table.
The journal bathroom. Provided a breakdown of four women who were paid by McMahon, including one wrestler who was coerced into giving McMahon oral sex, only to be demoted and for her contract to expire after she refused further sexual encounters with him.
Is it true McMahon is still in the creative department?
But he paid her off.
Oh, okay. He's still in the creative department. He's still writing his stories.
His wife is running the yes, business.
The day-to-day.
But he, yeah, he is, he's only creative now, I think. And a performer occasionally still.
What a horrible company. The wife of your abuser is now in charge. Everything's fine. Did they say paralegal?
Yes. Three mil.
I have a question. Is he a lawyer?
No, she worked for him.
I understand, but like, the fuck is he doing around a paralegal?
Well, they probably have their own legal department. It's a big company.
Why would Vince McMahon need to? I'm just wondering. I mean, it's weird to me that.
It's probably WWE's. Like, he didn't have his own personal. He might have, but.
No, but, it probably is, but I'm just saying, why would he have contact with legal? I mean, why is he. My thing is, like, how's he hanging out with paralegals over there? He just wanders over there.
He probably wandered into the office and was like, whoa.
Jeez.
Look at that
What's
one.
What's this dumb fuck? See, I get it. It's like, what's that dumb fuck doing in legal? Oh, he's trying to rape somebody again. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
I want that one to draft all my briefs.
Yes. I'm going to coerce that one into oral sex, and I'm going to pay her $3 million. It's the last guy you want showing up to legal.
Elsewhere in the news this lovely Friday, have a great weekend and safe and stay away from crazy Christians and shit.
Yeah, and if you're legal department at the WWE, get a buddy when you're going around. Yes, be careful.
I guess.
Jeez, what a bunch of fucking monsters. What's worse, Fox?
Well,
or-
a lot of these companies where it's mostly the good old boy network, right?
$16 million. That's
sure.
a lot. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He must have been doing some bad shit, man. Ugh.
Let's see here. We've got some Tem.
Was it his wife in Trump's cabinet? In charge of like
Wait,
small...
Wait, who?
Vince McMahon's wife? Wasn't she in...
Oh, she had some job. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, man. Trump, he's like... He had such a problem keeping rapists out of his White House, didn't he? So many of those guys.
Well, himself.
Creepy. Yeah, well,
included,
yeah,
sure, yeah.
So creepy. Lewandowski was creepy. Jason Miller, super creepy. Stephen Miller's creepy, but like Nazi creepy. He was never like...
Stephen Miller's creepy. Yes, 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 yes.
You know? I mean, I don't know, actually. Maybe he was creepy in that way. Mike Pence.
Yeah, Mike Pence is pretty creepy.
He's kind of weird.
He thinks he's going to run for president, which still just
yeah
fucking amazes me.
Well, for it's his stillness and his calm that he could bring to this country. I mean, how many flies could land on his head without moving?
It's truly amazing.
Today, the most clownish British Prime Minister of our lifetimes announced his humiliating resignation pending the choice of a successor, and thereby demonstrated once again the superiority of the British parliamentary system over the system chosen by our founders, who believed they were smarter in deciding to lock the country into fixed four-year terms of presidents who we now know, for partisan reasons, cannot be removed no matter what crimes they're caught committing.
Yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell, everyone.
Good point, Lawrence. I mean, geez. I was watching this whole Boris. I'm so jealous of the UK.
Yeah, and most other democracies on the fucking planet.
Nancy,
that have a parliamentary system.
Pelosi impeached him twice, right, and then nobody else wanted to do shit about it.
Yeah, ask your constitution humping, drooling MAGA friends or relatives, and or relatives, why in all the years, if we were the first shining light of democracy,
yes,
has 0.0 other countries mimicked our shitty system of government?
Us?
There are zero democracies with an electoral fucking college.
New Zealand has one, right? No, they don't.
Right.
Nobody does. Nobody. Hey, let me. Is if there's the rest of the planet, if you're listening, do you guys?
We have listeners all over the world.
Okay. If anyone has a system that is based on some slavery that used to go on in your country, tweet us. Let us know. We have that, right?
Yes.
I mean, you could say it's a government based on slavery.
Well, the entire economy of the early states, sure, were agrarian and based on and all that cotton stuff.
Yeah.
Holy shit, when that cotton stuff.
You know, the problem here is like you can't get, this is the argument. You say, well, we need affirmative action. We need to get rid of the Electoral College because all this racism. And people will say, well, I'd have known slaves.
Right.
Good point, dick fuck. So nuanced.
It's very subtle.
Alex Jones told you to say that.
How do I have any Alex Jones? Anything Alex related today?
Dan,
I just have this one.
Yeah.
I declare this July 4th, 2022, to be a declaration of independence against the alien force on this planet today, waging war against humans and our biology and our very future, that is attempting to exterminate the majority of us and force the minority that's left to merge with AI computers and become cyborg slaves of Satan.
Cyborg slaves of Satan.
If you could put an implant in your head that would make it so you had a heads up display whenever you wanted it, would you do it?
I mean, how much testing have we had? Is it?
You know, we looked into it, and
who looked into it?
If I got you that for Christmas,
is it Elon Musk's company? I might pass.
Yeah, I mean, but like,
I mean, eventually, sure, of course,
you wouldn't need any.
It would probably be a contact lens kind of a thing,
right? Because you could have a keyboard where you could just like this, you know,
wave your fingers in the air. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Need
radio helping out the people not looking through the window.
That's right. Hopefully not.
Yeah, we're in a good defensive position here. We can see.
Not really. Not
on one
to
side.
What everybody
of
else
the house.
Has
yeah,
going
yeah.
on.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, look at the time fucking flying now.
We got a dog though.
yes. There's a brave canine protecting all of us. That's happening. Faithless Friday.
Dear Jesus, I thought about praying to you the other day, but then I realized you don't exist, so I didn't.
Yes.
Just saying.
AOC has a comment about the poor treatment of Brett Kavanaugh at Morton's.
Let's hear that.
She said, poor guy, he left before his souffle because he decided half the country should risk death if they have an ectopic pregnancy within the wrong state lines.
Damn.
It's all very unfair to him. At least they could do is let him eat cake.
Hell yeah. Don't let... I love this. I fucking love this. This is how it has to work in this country. Right?
Yeah.
Because if they're going to be... If SCOTUS is going to be a bunch of fucking tyrants... Then we're going to behave the way you think we do. Then we're not going to let you eat. Fuck that. Does Matt Gaetz go out and eat dinner at restaurants around here? And everybody sucks
Chuck E. Cheese.
Fucking That's a good one. I got all these skee ball tokens.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wants
hey,
them.
Hey, sitting in a dark corner waving tokens.
Remember me saying that before the 6/24, the Roe v. Wade day was a real spiritual day for St. Luciferian 666, because 06 is six total, 24 is a six total, and the 2022 is six total. And so,
what a stretch! So 6606 is now 666 because there's two of them.
So everything about that is speaking to what our God is doing.
This is Johnny Enlow,
whoever,
self-proclaimed prophet, of course, on the on the Elijah List show.
Who invented math?
Steve. What kind of math?
Like numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well,
the ones we use are Arabic numbers.
Okay, I don't think they meant those numbers to be used for this dumb fuckery that they're going through
probably
right now.
Not,
nobody
yeah.
meant math for this.
Probably okay? not.
Enlow.
2 + 4 = 6.
I'm impressed you knew that, though. I really was. I was like, he's like, 2 + 4 = 6. Are you showing off for your dumb fucking fan base?
I don't understand.
Dang, Johnny Enlow done knows what 2 + 4 =.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Quit having so many kids. My God.
Let's see. This is going on in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also concerned that TPS may have violated state law, specifically
Tulsa Public Schools.
I had a
TPS.
Drag queen.
This is their governor, Kevin Stitt. See, we don't even know who this guy is.
But he's a piece of shit,
right? Oh, did I say Oklahoma?
I'm also concerned that TPS may have violated state law, specifically House Bill 1775. Which bans public schools from teaching critical race theory. Specifically, the bill prohibits teaching that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex. I firmly believe...
Not really.
What I mean by these republic, we're in an abusive relationship. This is gaslighting.
Right, right.
This is what, hey, Kevin.
It does just the opposite. We're trying to tell you what pieces of shit white people were to black people for, I don't know, ever in this country. And you guys are just like, that's a lie. That's teaching that black people are better than white people. Is that his logic?
And this is Tulsa. This is Oklahoma.
This is the governor of Oklahoma.
But it's Tulsa. That's a major city for civil rights.
Yeah,
I mean,
they have one. Don't they have one Democratic rep in the whole state? And it's somebody from Tulsa.
The bill prohibits teaching that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex. I firmly believe that not 1 cent of taxpayer money should be used to define and divide young Oklahomans by their race or sex. Let's teach students, not indoctrinate them.
So he is launching an investigation into the entire Tulsa public school system to see just what kind of liberal CRT bullshit they're indoctrinating those kids into.
So they'll just get lesson plans, and they'll look through lesson plans, and they'll say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, what's up with this shit?
Yeah, why are you sick it now?
Why?
It's our future.
It's scary because I don't think it's, you know, if there's a chance that you could get sued for teaching quote unquote CRT, whatever the fuck that is,
yeah.
Or you could get in, you're in a, why would you teach?
That's their plan.
I know, but it's
to get rid of teachers and get rid of education so that they can force all of our tax money to go to their Christian indoctrination camps.
Yeah. What would you?
It's that simple.
But if you're a teacher and you live in Florida or Oklahoma, aren't you eyeing other states and saying, geez, maybe I should go somewhere where I'm not under attack?
Right, fucking state. Yeah.
And you know what? If we want it to be different and better, then the federal government has to do something about the South. What do you think? What do they want? Teachers just to stay and get abused by these crazy fucking governors? Shit, man.
What about teachers that have a same-sex partner who can't even mention it and are allegedly being told they can't have a picture of their same-sex spouse on their desk?
See, the thing is, it's not like the Democrats need to say, hey, Mitch, we'll give you this one dickhead pro-life fuck judgeship if you let all these other people go through. We don't need deals with the Republicans. We don't need deals.
Well, that we all know that's going to Lucy in the football.
Yeah, but we don't need deals. We need to be protected. You need to protect people from the Republicans. That's how.
Am I always right? No. Do I make bad decisions? Yes. But I'm going to tell you something about leadership. God will bless a bad decision by me more than a good decision by you, because he called me to be the shepherd, not you. And that's just the way the thing rolls in the Bible.
He's telling his people, listen, hey, even my bad decisions are better than your good ones, because God says so.
So if you go to if you go to Arby's and you get a meat mountain and you shit your guts out, and I go to I don't know, somewhere healthy and eat something and I don't shit my guts out, that's still
tofu is us.
Yeah, that's a better decision by him.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I always right? No. Do I make bad decisions? Yes. But I'm going to tell you something about leadership. God will bless a bad decision by me more than a good decision by you, because he called me to be the shepherd, not you. And that's just the way the thing rolls in the Bible.
God, and just fuck all of you spineless sheeple. Literally, he's calling himself your shepherd.
Yes.
So you are, by definition, fucking sheeple.
If someone says, my bad decisions are better than your good decisions, you say, okay, fuck yourself then. Go fuck off.
You heard them. Yeah, yeah.
Why would you agree to that? Why would you agree to that? And by the way, is Greg Locke still wearing blue shirt, blue pants?
That one moniker? That's the same evening with the Joel Osteen. That's the same performance, dude.
I mean, your wardrobe sucks.
Before I preach on witchcraft, here's what I want you to say. I renounce every form of witchcraft. All sorcery. All divination and all occult involvement, known or unknown, in the name of Jesus, I renounce any affiliation with the Catholic Church.
Oh, guys.
Wait a second.
We're going to fight.
Any affiliation with the Catholic Church. And all of its idolatry. Every spirit that's ever come from watching movies like The Exorcist. How many have seen it? Put your hand up. Put your hand up. There was a chick named Linda Blair. Did you know they used the real name of a demon that exorcised out of that girl? They didn't make that up. They used the Babylonian wind god by the name of Pazuzu. And we have
the Babylonian wind god who's named Pazuzu. I knew somebody who had a cat named Pazuzu.
Okay, so the Babylonians have wind gods?
It's a Babylonian wind demon.
A wind demon.
Or god or something, yes.
Okay.
Used the real name of a demon that exorcised out of that girl. They didn't make that up. They used the Babylonian wind god by the name of Pazuzu. And we have found in deliverance ministry, and you can laugh all you want to with your Reformed theology and you Southern Baptists, but I'm here to tell you, the demon of Pazuzu.
Oh, he's coming after the Southern Baptists. You hear that? It's coming after the Southern Baptists, too. You motherfuckers.
Wait. I mean, Greg, who's the true Scotsman?
He is.
Even the Southern Baptists?
Sure.
Dude, they're crazy. You're going to exclude them?
Zuzu, and we have found in deliverance ministry, and you can laugh all you want to with your Reformed theology and you Southern Baptists, but I'm here to tell you, the demon of Pazuzu has infiltrated people's life because they opened themselves up to the occult when they sat down and they watch horror movies like The Exorcist. And I say tonight, just as I'm getting started, occult, you ain't got no part in this tent. Come out now in the name of Jesus.
Wait. Yes. This, I can't take it. The occult is in that tent, and you are the occult. It's crazy. Yes. Fuck off, Greg. You're a cult, you motherfucker.
Yes. This is Greg Locke, everyone. Our current favorite preacher.
Good shit, man. I am very pissed that Osteen and Copeland haven't responded. They're being weak. Nut up, guys. For the sake of this podcast.
Do you think they he's just like a gnat on their sack? I mean, he's nothing to them.
But these guys are narcissists.
Kenneth Copeland's like, I saw what that motherfucker said to me.
He'll send some people to go talk to Greg Locke.
Kenneth Copeland's crazy. He's like, I think we should go over there and beat the shit out of him. They're like, no, Kenneth, don't do that.
COVID-19!
Is he going to bring his guys over with him?
COVID-19.
Is that his crew?
Leaving on the midnight train. Woo-hoo!
Well, it's so sick because South American and Central American countries are actually very religious and very Catholic. So they're going into religious countries with almost missionary fervor to go and try to make these countries less religious. And again, there is no separation of church and state. It's a fabrication. It's a fiction. It's not in the Constitution. It's made up by secular humanists. It's derived from a single letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptist Convention. Of course, we should have church and state mixed together. Our founding fathers believed in that. We can go through the details of that.
It's also in the Treaty of Tripoli that the president signed, one of the Adamses, at the time, I believe, that said in no way is the United States founded on any religion.
Right.
Because we were making deals with a Muslim country at the time and trying to tell them, don't worry, you can make an economic deal with us. We're not going to force our God on you.
Right. But that's not what happened.
What do you mean?
Well, they are forcing their God.
Oh, these guys. This is Charlie Kirk.
Oh, okay.
And of course, we should have church and state mixed together. Our founding fathers believed in that. We can go through the details of that. They established literally a church in Congress. Anyway, separate issue. The point, though, is that this is acting like a religion, though, isn't it? If we live by their own false premise of separation of church and state, then why on earth and how on earth would... Why would they want to go bring this belief to other countries? I mean, they're almost kind of as if it was the 1400s and they're sending missionaries to the New World filled with despotic, nihilistic atheism and humanism. I mean, what's the thought process behind that?
Despotic, nihilistic.
I mean, I don't...
Atheism and humanism.
Honest, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking
about.
Sounds
like a bunch of shit to me.
It is a bunch of shit.
Okay, thank you. Look out for these nihilistic humanists, okay? They're the worst.
That's Charlie Kirk, everyone.
What an asshole.
Another one of these
Boo.
Incels.
Right. He's an incel. He's Turning Point, right?
Yes.
He's like a Nazi.
Yeah. Okay. He's got youth group. He's like Hitler Youth.
Cool, Charlie.
He started all those students for Trump.
Oh, that's nice. You root for the wrong side of the Sound of Music with the Von Trapps escape into the Alps. They're sad, aren't they?
And if you understand anything about Satanism, you understand anything about the destruction of nations, it always comes through the vehicle of feminism. Feminism is a toxic cancer that destroys everything that it touches.
They are so... terrified of the vagine. They are so afraid of women having any independence or strength or anything.
He compared feminism
so insecure, sad little men
to a car. Feminism is the vehicle.
Is a toxic cancer that destroys everything that it touches. Well, if you look at communism, one of the most important elements to communism succeeding is feminism.
Is equality for everybody.
One of the worst.
Yeah, but you know, everyone's got to be equal in a communist society.
Oh, shit, Pat.
Therefore,
motherfucker.
Communism succeeding is feminism. is putting women in the workplace, is trying to get them to have rights or whatever.
He just air quoted that. Trying to get them to have rights or whatever. So he's saying that our right now, our society is communist. Yes, because right. We're letting all these women out of the house to work.
And that's communism for him. For that's him, that's not what communism. Jesus wanted. Because it's feminism. Feminism has to happen with communism. Yes. Is that what they're saying?
This is a Christian hate preacher, Jonathan Shelley,
yeah.
who is most famous for getting kicked out of his church because the owner of the building started seeing his videos and they kicked him out of his church.
Jeez.
And now he's in some trailer somewhere.
Right.
You know, making them equal with men. You know, communism.
Making them, air quotes, women's rights, making them equal with men.
Is putting women in the workplace, is trying to get them to have rights or whatever. You know, making them equal with men. You know, communism, who cares about it? It's just a vehicle of Satanism. Because everything really is just coming from the devil, and the devil wants to destroy culture. Okay. And you look at wicked satanic cultures, what's always at the forefront typically?
Feminism!
So I'm not saying that all roads lead to feminism,
but
I'm saying all feminism roads lead to Satanism.
There you go.
This is so stupid. I'm on the feminism parkway. All right, where's my Satanism?
Well, I tell you, I'm taking feminism road too. If it's looking at the choice of where that asshole is.
Feminism road to Canada.
Let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. If our internet is on, we almost didn't go on today because we had another internet outage in the neighborhood. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And we're always available at your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or the banner on the webpage. It helps us out here, and we love you long time for doing that. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll hit you up on Monday.
Night!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.